This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, you know it's the Trim Healthy Podcast, and it is a beautiful, cool fall day on the day that we're recording, and it's the season, people. The leaves are falling from the trees, and the women are grasping pumpkin spice lattes all around the country. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
And the millennials.
The millennials are joining the woman grasping the lattes.
Hey, you are here on the Trim Healthy Podcast, excuse me, Pearl, with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. Mm-hmm. And we're so pumped you joined us again.
And John. The
John's
hurt.
back to being hurt, everybody. He got healed and he re-injured himself yesterday being the valiant man, picking up his wife who had a fall.
Oh, God.
So John's sitting here in pain. So just keep that in mind.
I'm here.
He says it's all good and he's here. At least he's not flat on his back.
But there's no jokes.
Tim,
no comments.
Tim, I said oh God, but I meant gosh. I never say oh God.
I didn't hear
I'm gonna need you to remove that.
No, Tim, leave it in so that the people can hear that the lovely models of the Dan. That
Dan,
he would be upset about
Daniel.
That. That's beautiful.
You came from being a thug, carrying a gun and selling drugs.
To being reverent.
Occasionally, you could probably say, oh God, God knows you didn't mean it in a bad way, okay?
Yeah, but others, I know, I'm cool with God.
No, you were just rhyming. You know what I mean? You're just rhyming. You know, my children come to me, I didn't mean to, but I swore. I'm like, well, that situation, well, I was just rhyming.
With truck.
Trying to do a poem for school.
Yeah.
Tell that story about that little boy.
Oh, that little Charlie and I, one of the cruises that we've been on, we went on this excursion and we took this little bus. And there was a three-year-old boy on there with his parents. He was so cute, sitting right behind us. And I hear him start yelling the F word. I mean yelling. All heads just like turn around like, and what is this boy? Everyone was like giving the parents dirty looks. What have you taught him, you know? And the mother just said to me, I'm sorry. That's the way he says truck. He loves trucks. Every time he sees a truck, he yells it. It's just the way he said it. And they tried their best. But no, it was very explicit. It was loud. And he was excited. Anyway, that would be a rabbit trail. We got a question today, Dan.
I think we got a smile from John, even
it
though
was half
pain.
A smile, half a painful smile.
But aren't words really powerless unless they have intention behind them? So, I mean, if he means
that little kid meant
truck or...
And after a while, once everyone knew that, they just were cracking up and, like, thinking it was the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, Pearl's Prissy. That's her name for grandma, but, you know, they call her Pissy. But
we
have
don't
good
know
intentions.
If they do yet. We're waiting to see what they say. Serena's hoping.
Oh, no one's actually
gonna
said
call
this?
Me Pissy. Well, my grandchildren aren't old enough to say my name.
I've heard Pissy in my dreams.
In her heart. Hey, we got a question from a listener.
A prophetic dream.
We have a question from a listener to Serene and Pearl. She actually said Aunt Danny, but...
But you're not going to be fit to answer it.
I don't think I'm fit here. Hello. I have been familiar with THM for several years, but have been more diligent about eating healthy for the past few months. I've been listening to a lot of the THM potties and find them to be very encouraging and insightful. Thank you, lady. I would love to hear Pearl and Serene address the subject of calorie abuse. It seems that many of the THM keto recipes out there are really high in fat, fat bombs, fathead dough, etc. Am I correct in thinking of these as calorie abuse? I'd love to hear their thoughts about this. Two major things that I found have held me back with THM are eating more calories than my body can burn and not being active enough for the calories I consume. Thanks so much for your time and your hard work in keeping things running. Have a lovely day, Rosa.
Now listen,
Rosa,
bingo.
Good question.
She hit it on the head when she said the things that have held her back.
Mm.
Now... Mm. Some of those keto heavy THM.
Yeah, can we not say THM/keto? Because THM is different to keto.
Totally different. But I'm just saying the heaviest THM heaviest.
Yeah.
Some of those recipes aren't going to hold everybody back.
Right.
Like Danny, if he didn't have a gallbladder issue, we'd say, you know, 1 cup maple syrup, 1 cup peanut butter, whiz, consume, you know?
Yes.
That's what he needs. Everyone's different. But for those who are trying to lose weight and do struggle with their metabolism, that is one of the key pitfalls in Trim Healthy Mama, thinking that Trim Healthy Mama is just heavy ass.
Yeah.
Getting stuck in the rut of it. Pearl, you go.
Yes, I love it. Can we talk about it, Serene? But first of all, like Serene said, everybody is unique, okay? Having said that, that's why we don't have restrictions on fat. Notice in our emails for, you know, newbies into the room, that's our carbs meals, we put this lovely, we don't call it like a big wall, but it's a lovely gate to protect you inside the green pastures of THM, protect your blood sugar. We said about 45 net grams of carbs in your email. That's plenty to get all you need from carbs, but it helps stop that very dangerous blood sugar spike. Okay, so we did put a parameter in. We did not put a level in for fats for a very important reason. First of all fats are different. People handle them all in different ways. Some people can handle lots and lots of fats.
I lose weight with fat.
You do, Serene.
The more fat I eat, the skinnier I get.
I know it. Even your dairy fats. I mean, you don't do like a cream cheese modern type of dairy.
I do raw dairy.
You
only.
Do raw dairy, but you do full fat dairy.
Oh, all day, all
sometimes, long, you know, your yuck yum bitty is you do it full
and
fat
add
dairy.
Egg yolks, and I add MCT oil, and I add
and
nuts
some people
and
try to be like you. They do that. They gain 3 pounds and 4 pounds in a week.
Yeah. So I'm having to go off of it to gain weight.
Yeah.
Now you, that, but that's. You mean that like literally, like fats make you lose weight?
Me, yeah.
Every,
totally.
Like all fats?
All those, Serena's very pure. So all her fats are very pure fats.
Oh, see, that's, can I interrupt with a question?
Yes, please, Dan.
Because I made a switch. I've made a lot of switches to, as y'all know, help my stomach and digestive issues. But one of the things I did was when I started reintroducing fats and carbs back into my diet, they were not the old fats and carbs that I used to eat. They were new from the earth types of fats and carbs. And I found I still didn't gain weight.
Yeah.
And so I started wondering, you know, that brought me to that question that Serene's statement made me ask, you know, if you have healthy carbs and fats and things that normally make you gain, is it harder?
It really depends upon the person, Dan. And you have a high metabolism. And so for you to gain weight, you know, you have to get excessive.
I almost have to get unhealthy.
No, I don't think you do. I know that you have that in your mindset, like you have to go drink a Coke or something. I don't believe
it. Right, okay.
I just think that, like Serene said, maple syrup, half peanut butter, whiz and combine down the hatch.
Okay.
You have to get a little excessive, very intense with those crossovers.
Make
more
some
intense.
Treats.
Yeah.
Make some
nut balls. Mm-hmm. Serene, you said, you know, the more, and so today, obviously, we're talking about fats and fat calories, okay? You said, you know, the more fats you eat, it's almost like the more you lose weight. But your fats are very specific. Can I talk about your fats?
Yes, while I eat my lunch.
And so Serene's going to be chomping, people. You rarely do, you know, regular cheddar cheese from the grocery store.
Never.
If you were doing 2 and 3 and 4 tablespoons of peanut butter in your yuck yum bitty, I'm not sure.
Peanut
butter sticks to people's ribs and hips and thighs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's certain fats that are just more sticky than others, I believe.
Yeah. If I'm adding oil to stuff, it's usually olive oil or MCT oil or coconut oil. I'm not.
You're very purist with your fats. There are some fats, I think, and let's list them, that are a little more fattening.
Stickier.
Yeah,
as you said.
A little stickier with
like
the fat cells. Because you want to go and have them.
Pasteurized cream.
They're not our superfood fats, though, Dan, but they'd be fine. Pasteurized cream, okay, versus cream. Oil. The cream seems to stick more weight on
and
people.
And even when I do raw grass-fed cream, first of all, I think it's more omega-3 rich
because
it's grass-fed. But also the lipase, the fat-digesting enzyme is in it.
Yes.
That may help.
It may help, Serene, exactly. But the pasteurized cream, cream cheese, we already said
that. And peanut butter. Those three are like your top three.
And
store-bought red meat that's all greasy.
Yeah, and cheddar cheese, things like store-bought chunks of cheese and things like that, that aren't your pure, raw, grass-fed, still. For some people, excessive amounts of these and nuts And things like almond flour, heaps of it, so loaded with calories and very dense. Especially with nuts, you can eat so many so fast and you can consume way more calories that way. And so I think those are just the things to watch out for.
Now, those of you who are doing Trim Healthy Mama because you want to balance your blood sugar, or you're doing Trim Healthy Mama because you had like 15 pounds to lose because you went abusive on the whites, but you don't have
meaning the white sugar weight.
Yeah, but you don't have a major weight issue. Don't get anorexia by listening to this podcast.
No,
because when we were trying to come up with the recipes that weren't so calorie abusive,
I
got underweight. It wasn't for me. Like, this talk is not for Danny. So know
it's not even
are.
For you, Sereni.
It's not for me. I'm meant to be more of a little bit free with the fats and free with the carbs and even putting them together. So please know who you are and know your season.
But you can
life.
Still listen if you want to, because there may be another season.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I'm going. You know, I'm approaching 50. It may be for me some of it. I don't do excessive fats. What we call a heavy S would be meals with like just the fats we talked about then, the nuts, the nut butters, you know, the cheese and all of that in larger amounts, okay? I don't do a lot of those because I have come to just really appreciate small amounts of fats, and when you flavor them up, I never miss heavy amounts of fats. I just love light S or deep S. And then I'll bless myself sometimes with the heavy S.
Bless yourself.
New peeps in the room with my full mouth. Explain, Pearl, deep S.
Deep S is when you do the purest fats. The pure oils, they seem to burn quicker. I'm saying seem because we're all different. But on the whole, they do burn more efficiently. The body knows how to burn them more efficiently. So it would be an oil versus a nut butter. It would
not
be
a hydrogenated oil.
No,
the
pure
section,
oils.
Piggly wiggly.
You know, you've got the fats in your naturally occurring meat and things
like that.
And of
course, like MCT oil will burn more than any other oil.
Some butter. But even with things, like just because you're doing Trim Healthy Mum and there's no limit of fats, I never just put in 2 tablespoons of butter if I can get away with one. Why do it? Unless I need to gain weight, and then I will. Why do it if it's every bit as good with one? Like, I saw a recipe on the group yesterday, and she was a lovely new lady. But you know, this is what I would say to her. She said, I just made a shake, and I put in 3 tablespoons of chocolate chips and 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. And I think there was a little cream cheese and, you know, cream. She's new. She's like, these are my fats. How did I do? I would say to her, well done. You just made an S shake. I'm sure it's going to bless you as you go along in your journey, though. No need to do ever to do 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, really, in your shake. 1 is plenty, and then put some peanut flour in there if you want more peanutty taste.
Because peanut flour lacks the fat.
Exactly. Peanut flour is defatted. Some of us, you know, fat calories have more calories than any other fuel. They just do. So you start adding so many fat calories, some of us just don't burn them as well, especially those of us that are entering that season of life where we're no longer in reproductive years because your body burns foods a little slower.
And here comes the pitfall of keto. Yes, keto is putting yourself in the fat burning phase, and you're just burning fat, and then your body dips into burning your own fat cells, your adipose tissues, but it's still so much fuel. And what happens when you just burn one fuel is your body, and especially the fat fuel, because it's not immediate fuel, it's like a slower way to get fuel. Your whole body has to slow down to slow down enough to wait for the new energy to come. So it's a slower metabolism, like, you know, like one of those hibernating
bears.
Kind of bear as fuel, because it's not immediate. So everything has to slow down.
Yeah.
Your body has to – metabolism isn't just about fat. It's actually – metabolism is about how fast your body is running everything.
Yes.
And so everything slows down. And so – and then you're getting this excess fuel in, and now a slow metabolism, it ends up
– and that's why carb meals are just so important.
You always end up counting calories at the end of a long season.
Or not. If you're not counting calories, you're fasting half the day. Because your body is slowing down. And so that's what just fat meals can do. Another thing I want to say, look, we're not bashing keto here. It's helped some people. It's definitely, I was going to say it's better than the standard American diet. I believe it is. because you're getting all those harmful sugars out. You're not spiking your insulin, but it's...
But it's very scary to say it's better than the standard. We know it is. But why it's scary is because we were designed to be blessed by carbohydrates.
Yeah. And so you take one whole food group out. It's not a good thing. Thing for your endocrine system. Not a good thing for your thyroid. Carbs rev your whole body's metabolism. They just do.
Don't they give your brain like thought fuel?
They do. And in the end, you get that from fats too. It just has to go the long way around.
No,
it has to make ketones for your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when I was low carb, low fat, I felt like I was losing my mind.
Yeah. And some people just can't do it. Other people, they do better with it. But it's the long term we're talking about. Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Here's the thing, though, about keto meals, or if you're in the Trim Healthy Mama plan, you're not doing it properly. Let's just say you're constantly doing S meals and you're forgetting about your E meals. Specifically with keto meals, right? Here's why I see ads on my Facebook or just in social media and just saying, hey, make fat bombs, okay? And I look at that fat bomb and I think, nah, I can only eat one of them really, or else I'll be in excess. I mean, that one little tiny fat bomb is going to be like, you know, if you're counting, if you know what calories are, that's going to be like 300 to 400 calories. No, I'd rather eat something much bigger and much tastier. I'm about big eating. So that's why even with THM, we say, no, don't count your veggies, throw them in. So I love lots and lots of food. And if you're doing keto, in the end, you just... It's denser food and it's in smaller amounts and it's supposed to fill your tummy. But for me, psychologically, I don't get filled. So I have to eat more of it. And then it is too much fuel for me. And so that's why I think Trim Healthy Mama has that much better, beautiful balance, because I don't know. I think we were designed to want to have a good amount of food on our plate.
Like the fill, the volume is key.
Volume.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel...
I love me some volume, Dad.
Yeah, I feel that way. It's caused me to overeat, that the idea of like... Because now that I'm actually able to eat a lot more now because I'm eating healthier.
Yes.
And I actually like that, like, because I used to really struggle with, you know...
I know. I remember you were like, oh, I didn't even know if I can eat an egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, to me, that is a blessing of life, is a nice volume of food.
Are you guys enjoying the fact that I'm eating my lunch and I'm hardly talking? Mm. And you don't even have to worry about me butting in?
Yeah, I feel like we're really pulling the weight here.
Yeah,
today.
I know. I do feel like you're not pulling your weight, but you got to have your lunch. And I'm sort of missing her little butting in voice a lot.
Yeah.
She's doing it somewhat.
Just as we comb through the hate mail of talking over one another, where would we be without
it? Hey, this is what it's like without it, folks. You like it?
Yeah, what do you... As she goes back for fork again.
And she's pulling her face right away from the microphone. And to me, it's almost trauma. It's like, Serene's not ready to just jump in. Ooh.
But it's not far enough. I feel like the squishes are heard. Well, what do you have to say for yourself,
Serene?
Look,
your face is just far
crickets,
away.
Crickets.
Anyway, back to the old, can we overdo fat and can we overdo calories? You know, I'm not a believer in the calories in, calories out thing. I think, you know, you just put yourself on 1,500 calories, no matter what they are, you do fine. No, that's a bunch of garbage, because calories are different. Pure calories are different to junky calories. Your body does different things with carb calories, with fat calories, with protein calories. Protein calories, for example, cause you to burn more calories.
They take so many calories to
digest. Put your face up.
Yeah. I'm good now. Done my lunch. Thanks. It was delicious.
Yeah, what'd you have?
I did a...
Let everyone know what you had.
Well, it was cold because I didn't have time to heat it up because I was rushing. There's that word I'm not really wanting to say. I'm trying to get away from the word rushing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like the language of the rush people. Yeah. I don't want it.
It's stressed to even say it.
Yeah. So, but I didn't heat it up, but it was last night's meal leftovers. It was yum. I stir fried all my reds and purples. I had a red onion. I had half a purple cabbage and a huge giant red beet. And I chopped them all up. I actually pulsed the red beets. It was like cottage cheese looking pieces in the food processor.
Yeah.
And then I chopped the red cabbage. It's really kind of a purple cabbage. Finely and the onion fine. And I sauteed it up with a little coconut oil. And then because the beet was in it.
Okay, so this is, no, let's talk about what a little coconut oil is for the sake of this podcast.
Oh.
Because when we're in S Meals, people think, I'm going to saute my cabbage. Let's just say it's single serve cabbage.
Okay, well, I actually already whacked out the recipe for these people. I halved it. I said I had did half a cabbage and a blah, 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 blah. I halved it just to make it sound normal because my skillet's so huge.
Yeah.
I actually did a full cabbage and
right,
two beets.
Right, I didn't care about that. Let's just say you're making this just for you, a single serve meal. When you say saute and cabbage,
if
how much coconut oil do you use?
If I was doing a single serve, it would be a teaspoon.
That's me. See, I was going to say I never, if it's single serve, I never need more than a teaspoon of oil. Unless I'm going to breaded fish or breaded chicken or something different, they need more.
If I just want something luscious on top and after I've cooked it and I'm not adding cheese, I'll add another teaspoon of the raw coconut oil and sprinkle cayenne pepper and make
it
all.
Sometimes, you know what?
If I'm just doing a deep S.
Sometimes to stop abuse from calories, I'll saute things up with a little spray, coconut oil spray. If I don't have it, I'll break down and use some olive oil spray, right? And then I will put.
Never hurt anybody.
No, right. And then I'll put my oil on top. You taught me that trick, Serene.
Oh, yeah.
Because it stops abuse.
But do you know how I got this luscious without a lot of oil?
How?
Well, I added more than a teaspoon because it was a huge skillet.
Yeah.
Like one of those Lodge cast iron skillets.
Right, but that wasn't just for you then.
No. But in the coconut oil, I fried up in that little bit of oil fennel seeds. It went very well.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, just a little bit, like you'd see in a sausage. Because it had beets in it, I went for that pickled kind of flavor. I did a lot of apple cider vinegar.
Was it amazing?
With a little dunk of stevia in the whole thing.
So it was like almost a sweetie stir fry, but not
sweet,
very sweet.
Sour almost, sweet but not very sweet at all. Because it was
what was your
pickled
protein?
Beet flavor. Well, I had grass-fed beef burgers on the side last night, and they made it with sourdough bread and everything and put it, and it was like the little scrambled veggies on the side. But today I just chopped up the burgers and put it in that thing.
So it's delicious. Now, obviously, that
but
was,
all those purples and reds,
it was intentional, right?
It was intentional,
and
yes,
that came from that book we read called How to Eat Better by James Wong. If you haven't ever got that book, it's so good.
It wasn't the recipe in there, but he told us to eat more purples and reds, and I'm
why?
Like,
because
yes,
they're like 50 times the polyphenols of regular green ones.
But it was so fun to gather all the purples and reds I had in my house and just throw it in one skillet.
So you're such a healthy girl with what you do.
So this the initial thing that answered some of my mystery because you had this was beside a burger.
Yeah, and my family had the burger inside my sourdough bread with healthy mayo and blah blah blah. And this cabbage stir fry was like the slaw, the cooked slaw, but it was more of a pickled flavor on the side.
Okay, so this was like a pickled veggie slaw vibe beside a burger.
Yeah, but it was hot.
But but I had it as a full side with the burgers like on the side. Like,
and that's just what you're eating right now.
Yeah.
Were the caraway seeds good with it?
No, it wasn't. It was fennel. Have you ever had a very yummy, spiced up, true kind of Jewish kind of sausage with fennel?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and it really suited it.
Yes, Breezy wants to talk to you.
On you, mate. No is a fun answer, isn't it?
No.
No, that you can't.
I've had to learn to say no a lot of different ways because I say it so much at my house.
Oh, to your children. Yeah. So you could change it up a little.
I try to switch it up a little bit. My wife, in my opinion, is a little too try hard on the switch up.
Yeah.
She's very.
So it's like, no.
Yeah, it's just too much. I'm just like, just no.
Just know
no it? No is fine. So, like, most of the time, you know, 90%, I'll just give you the no. I like to be very clear and cold about it.
No.
Because life will tell you no.
Is that a man thing? Because I keep on telling my husband.
My husband's so
mean with his
no.
Tell the children why you said no. So they understand. And he's like, no. They just need to
obey. If Serene says a no, there has to be an I love you with it and the reasons why. And then she packs on another 10 reasons
why. The reason why you can't go to the Johnson's. You have to walk down the road by yourself and there's fast cars that come around the blind drive. So no.
Yeah.
See, I love you though.
And for me, with my knothead teen boys, especially.
Yeah, they just need to know.
They need to know because to enter into an explanation for them in their blue brain is an invitation to argue.
Right.
Every single time she explains, they're like, oh, okay, well, what about, they start negotiating. And I'm like, when I say no, they turn and walk.
It's the same with my husband, though. He'll just say no, and I'll think, oh, it was just so harsh, yeah. Honey. Yeah, can you not? I'll go behind him and explain. Well, Dad's saying that.
Yes,
because, you know, and I'll give five reasons, yeah. And then they'll argue with me. So you're right. But they're actually okay with their dad saying no.
They could take a no. But, you know, I appreciate the balance, too, because... Yeah. You know, it would be a cold, cruel world if I was a single dad.
Yeah, if there were no mothers
soft
and mommy.
My boys would still be in diapers and still have nursery books read to them at night.
Serene wants to keep all of hers as babies.
Oh, well, I do too. See, that's my thing. Lisa's always like, don't talk to her like a baby. She needs to grow up. I'm like, why?
Well, that's your little girl.
That's my baby girl. I'm going
to
keep her
a
baby.
Yeah, but did you do that to your boys?
No, they have to grow up and learn to be men in the real world.
Yeah. But we are on a bit of a rabbit trail. I want to get back to food. Well, I'll tell you what I had for lunch then.
Good. Go for
people?
It,
well, tell us.
Oh, okay, I've been working on this bread we're going to launch. Another launch. It's called No Carb Easy Bread. Therefore, if the keto people crowd want to buy it, they can. It will bless their socks off. Yeah. But it works for THM
and it won't
too.
Be calorie abuse.
But I'm not putting keto on no packet.
Yeah. Now, is it true? Is it true? No carb, like zero carbs?
Zero carbs per slice, yeah.
Whoa.
I worked on this. All it is just the easiest things. It took me literally, I'm about up to my 51st try. I did my 51st try of it this morning.
We got to incorporate the number in there, like WD-40
I know,
was the 40th.
It's been so many. But what it is, it just took so long to get right because I wanted it to be easy. It will come in a packet. All you do is put it in your bowl and you add liquid. You add one cup of egg whites, one cup of water, and shove it in the oven.
This is a powder to make bread.
Yeah, you're going to make your own.
Nice.
Yeah.
What if, okay.
But that's all you do. It's the easiest thing in the world.
What, could I ask, what is it? Like if it's not,
it's a fuel pool.
No, but I mean, what is it made of?
Oh, well, some of our powders, but I would have to kill you to give you my recipe that took 51 tries.
No, you should call it Super Bread 51.
Yes.
Like that's so man tool.
Is it true that WD-40
that
took 40 tries?
It was the 40th recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
please let me
true.
Launch into a mini story about WD-40 right now.
Yeah, okay.
Please, this is good content.
All right.
WD-40, so it's a
military... I did not know that.
This is a military lab experiment.
It's the best stuff in the world.
It's literally...
Let me just interrupt and then you go for it. I was taking my children for like a special, like, we're going to have mummy time. So I took them outside to our backyard on the swings. I couldn't hear myself think. Both of their swings.
Oh,
just like squeaking. I told my teenage boys, get some WD-40 on this thing. I thought, well, maybe it will help slightly. Miracles. No noise.
Yeah.
It was a swish, swish.
Well, you can thank war for that because back in the day, I don't know when, it was one of the world wars, I believe, but all the equipment and stuff, you know, made of steel, not stainless steel, but just like steel, it just rusted so easily and quickly. And when you're transporting it overseas, across salt water, et cetera, the stuff would literally just break down. So they had to have a solution to protect their equipment. And they tried... You're going to love the ending. They tried all these different ways to like spray on petroleum. Mm. They sprayed on, they kept just, so eventually after 40 tries, on the 40th try, their chemist created something from fish oil.
Oh.
They used fish oil. That's the main ingredient in WD-40. And they got the perfect recipe and they kept this stuff in 55-gallon drums with industrial spray hoses, and they would spray down tanks and missiles and planes, and just all their equipment was hosed down with this stuff.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, you know, truth, I got this right on the 39th try, but since then, I keep just seeing if I could do other things with it. And then this morning, I had to make it because, you know, in the behind-the-scenes thing with Trim Healthy Mama, we got offered this different oat fiber.
Yeah.
It's different to our current oat fiber. It's cheaper. So the guys are like, try this oat fiber and everything, Pearl, and your baking blend and everything, see if we can get away with it because it's going to cost us much less. We can get better overhead and all that. So I've been trying it with that, and it was okay, but today I made the decision, no can do. Men.
Okay.
No
well,
can do,
so
men.
Good, but I want to say something.
We're staying with this, but I haven't finished my lunch, but go ahead, Serene.
No, but I just want to say something. This is about the WD-40. It's about your bread, the 51st try today.
Super Bread 51.
It's just like, don't give up, people.
Yeah.
Maybe you keep trying to you know, there's something in your life you're trying to overcome. There's something. Mm. There's something you're trying to create. There's something. Maybe you're just trying to have order in your home. Don't give up, people.
That's so good.
No, a lot WD-40? Of these loaves, a lot of the loaves WD-40. I took, especially the early ones, I took right out of the oven and they were so bad. They look, you could just tell from the look, dump straight in the trash.
Not
straight, not even going to taste that one. Start again. Bring the bowl out right again and just
get
go
back
for
on
it.
That
get
horse.
Hey, back on the horse.
On the package to Superbread 51. Can it
no
be
no carb easy bread? You don't like that? No carb easy bread. It speaks.
Well, I like that because it tells what it is.
Yeah.
So on the package of Superbread 51, it would be really cool if it was white and blue, and there was like a woman or a butterfly with a cape flapping in the wind.
Yeah, flapping in the
like
wind.
Like a Superbread.
Oh, like a Superbread.
So the butterfly wings are flapping, and there's a cape flapping.
I don't know.
I'm overwhelmed.
I don't know. We're just.
I could put
here.
A little caveat on the package saying Danny thinks this should be called Superbread.
And we need
51.
A caveat on the package. We
if my
do
name
believe
could be
in
on
carbs.
It, be great.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Trim Healthy Mamas will know this can work with you know,
your S and
whatever.
Your...
But anyway, okay. So I was trying that again for the last time with the new oat fiber, and I said no can do. So I was trying again with the old oat fiber.
And you said yes, sir.
So I said yes. So we're sticking with our
and you
old
had
oat
that
fiber.
Bread with what?
Okay, lunch. So here's what I did. I decided to have a lovely light S lunch. Mm. Would you like to hear what it
yes.
was?
Please, I would.
Make sure you don't get too skinny there, Pearl.
No.
The
I'm
skinny
good.
Police are out now.
Yeah.
Hey, if sister gains a pound,
yeah.
big sister gains a pound.
That's true. That's true.
I had two
my baby brought me a flower.
I had two lovely slices. I put a little tahini on each one. I probably had maybe a teaspoon on each slice, maybe less, 3/4 of a teaspoon of tahini on each slice.
Wow.
I wanted tomato, but I didn't have any. Then I put my lovely packets of Safe Catch tuna.
Oh, I love Safe Catch
I put
Catch
some
tuna
on them. Then I put,
they should call us up and just kiss us.
We could be
always
there.
Talk about them.
But Aldi's doesn't. We're even about to do a Facebook Live at Aldi's. They still, they're like,
yeah,
what are
that
you?
Was the boyfriend that just never knew
never
that, how
back.
Golden we were.
We would look at that boyfriend all day in math class and he never turned a glance to us.
Yeah.
Aldi's like the boy.
When you circled yes or no, he circled no.
Yeah. That's funny. So then I put on top of the tuna.
But we didn't get bitter. I just wanted to say, we didn't get bitter. We still love our Aldi.
I still shop there. And every time I go there, I'm like, you don't even know who you have in your store, Aldi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. About that, by the way. I mean, it's 2019 and companies way bigger with way more money than Aldi are paying way smaller influencers.
Don't know what they're paying.
Way more money. It's insane that they would not actually like...
Well, maybe they really don't know who they are. Okay, we've done videos on our Facebook. We've shouted out in our podcast. We've done it in
that's
our
on
own
their team.
They're
that's
not on watching our podcast.
I don't think they've ever seen us. No one's
but,
called
but
them.
But that's on their social media team. It's so easy to know what buzz is going on about your company in the world. That should be monitored.
Well, then, I don't know. Maybe their social media team needs to be fired.
Well, they need to at least go and click on hashtag Aldi and I mean, talk. See who's talking about them.
They are sort of big.
No.
That's all right.
Not that big. They're not Nike big, and Nike is sitting here
yeah,
hooking
but guess
up
what?
Influencers
Kings.
With 2,000 followers.
Kings and royalties can sometimes marry the commoner. I watch it on Hallmark all the time.
Who are we? We're the commoner.
Yeah, of course we're the commoner. You know, a Hallmark. My daughter, Cherish, she's got a Hallmark app on her thing, and
oh,
she's just one
goodness.
Of those wants to get married yesterday
yes.
kind of thing. And so she loves a sappy Hallmark, and they're safe for the most
Let
part.
Let me tell you, the
but
Hallmark
But it's always
movie.
Like the prince from... Subervania, or it always
really?
Ends with an ania, and they're always a king.
But aren't they, don't they go like this? Autumn and I were in our little downtown Dixon, Tennessee, the other day at the little coffee shop, and we sat there, and we're like, feels like we're in a Hallmark movie, right? Next door, the bookstore. We're like, okay, this is what happens. The girl comes into town, and her grandmother owned a bookstore, but her grandmother sadly passed away. She got... She got the bookstore in the will.
She inherited, yeah.
She did. But you see, the zoning committee says that it has to be pushed down.
That's it.
But the guy on the zoning committee just came back to town. He grew up there. And he has to come and see the bookstore, you see, to see, decide if it can stay.
Yes.
And of
and
course.
And there's the girl.
There's the girl.
And there's the tension at first.
Tension because
he has
he's
to
like,
do his job.
Yeah.
But then he finds her charming and he's going to
then
decide.
Then he actually helps her fix it up. He's got some construction skills. Oh,
mate. You could be a
home. Hey, Pearl, ditch I'm this trim healthy you. Mama thing. You make way more bucks.
I know.
Than you're making your bread. You Hallmark, could do the Hallmark videos.
Call me, because Aldi's is not.
Yes.
All right. Hey, anyway, so then I put sliced cucumber on top of those, that tuna on the bread.
You always do that luscious idea.
And then I put salt, pepper, cayenne pepper. I had it with a nice big glass of chocolate flavored almond milk. Rock with your,
so a little bit of pristine chocolate whey.
I didn't do that because I was out, so I just did it with
the cocoa powder teaspoon.
Yeah, cocoa powder and the 2-duck stevia, 2-pinch salt.
Oh.
That was it. I'm yumdified.
Oh man!
But do you see how that was had some fat, but it wasn't overly doing
fats. Did you see that wasn't calorie abuse?
Did I miss any fats? I certainly didn't.
No, Pearl is not afraid of fats. Just so you know, there are sometimes she'll have a deep S.
You've seen me,
which is not the pasteurized, you know, cream cheese. You know that could be at Christmas or a baby shower or whatever. And some people may need it more than Pearl.
No, I had pasteurized cream cheese last night when we were out to dinner. Yes. No, it wasn't cream cheese. Sorry, it was blue cheese crumbles in my salmon salad.
Yeah, but I do want to say though, on the most part, we need less of it than maybe. New peeps need, because they're coming from a situation where they love that more. But we've just been weaned off of it for so long, we just don't need it.
I'm telling you, if you are new to Trim Healthy Mama, you don't have to say, oh, I better cut back my cream cheese and my peanut butter. That's going to happen naturally. That helps you. It's like a pacifier when you first start.
Wheels.
Yes, it is, Serene.
Don't take those off too early or you might crash and hurt your knees.
Ooh, Serene. Good.
Super analogy girl. Sag. I've got a cape.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Dan, what did you have for lunch?
For lunch, I had a great product I've been using for weight gain. Not that I think I'm using it right, because
you haven't gained any, or you have? I thought there's half a pound on you this morning.
There's at least an extra half today. It's a shake. It's got 720 calories.
It ain't much. I could do that.
But don't you add stuff to it? Come on, you could add.
Just that and almond milk.
You could add some almond
milk. It's not even fattening. Listen, let me create
a fat
shake for you.
Come on. Speak to
you
it.
You could have one of my. I'd have whole milk. If you've got digestive issues and you can't do whole raw, pastured like milk, you could kefir it like I do. Whole.
Do kefir?
Yeah, you kefir it. So it's your body. There's no lactose left. It's just so easy to digest. It's got the good bugs in it. Full fat kefir. Then I would add like a handful of pumpkin seeds for men. Zinc, good for the prostate, Dan.
Pumpkin seeds.
And then I would throw in maybe a tablespoon. Oh, you can't. Don't worry about that. Your gallbladder. What? We're not going to add in a bit
I mean,
of
I can have some
oil.
Fat.
No, he can add a more nut butter too.
Yes,
the pumpkin
yes.
seeds plus nut
right.
butter.
Yes, exactly. Plus maybe you love a cashew butter, whatever. Throw that in. I'd do a whole banana, Dan.
Yeah, for
yes,
you,
a whole banana. And I'd do a couple of egg yolks, Dan. And then a bunch of raw honey.
Oh, get that thing to 1,200 calories for you, Dan.
So egg yolks.
And whey. And I add a scoop of whey.
Just the yellow part?
Yeah.
Why not
the
white?
You don't need the white.
You don't want the white in a raw.
Yes, which has to be cooked. The whites have to be cooked. Now, if you're throwing in your mayonnaise, big whoop, but every day eating the whites, I don't suggest it.
But
do
I'm,
just the yolk.
But I'm not like... I
God need... created it, so you just do a little toss and jiggle in the shell, and then they separate.
He has a butt. What is your butt?
Okay, but we're not worried about like if there's any of the whites still touching.
No, no, no.
You're just saying
no,
don't
in,
eat,
and
drink
some
a lot
people,
of it.
Like the bodybuilders, they just crack the whole thing down the hatch for years. Opera
but
singers.
Listen,
but I'm just saying.
Serene, he bought this very probably expensive weight gain stuff. You could amp it up. Don't just shove it in with almond milk. If you want to do almond milk, put it in there, but at least give yourself some pumpkin seeds or a nut
If I was you,
there.
I wouldn't be doing the almond milk. It's like Switzerland.
Yeah, it's
an FP base.
Slimming.
He needs to have a crossover or a heavy fat base.
Do you like lactose free whole milk?
Yeah, sure.
You can't
like
do the raw milk.
I don't know. I who knows what's jacked me up in the past. I'm kind of like, what do
well,
I do?
Yeah, but if you kefir it, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we? Did we answer this question well? I'm going to look eyes on the
but
question.
But if you're concerned, like Pearl
she said, my body can burn and not enough active for the calories I consume or exercise versus inactivity. I never find that I try to exercise versus my calorie intake. Never done in my life, never want to.
I know, but you're not a person in a small cubicle and you don't abuse your fat
calories.
No, and
I exercise. Right.
You walk all the time, Pearl.
Yeah.
I'm always like, Pearl, I need to, let's talk about that. You're like, well, I'm just finishing my little 10 minutes. You're always doing a little 10 minutes of a Suzanne, little doodad
or
an us or a
like 3 times a week.
Well, there you go. See, there is
no,
that
but
balance.
I don't think, okay, I burn this much in my workout versus what I ate. I don't do that.
No.
That's,
ooh. I know. Ooh. And listen, the most part, people, it's diet. The most part, I mean, I don't believe in sedentariness.
Yeah.
But I've seen people drop so much weight and they're not exercises. Oh, yeah. And sometimes exercise can, if you over-exercise, it can cause you to put it on because your adrenals can't handle it.
You build muscle?
You build muscle, but sometimes for many women,
cortisol.
It's cortisol churning through their body, which stops them losing weight.
Because the people that are over-exercises are usually the uptight woman. Who are doing it at 4 o'clock in the morning because they're control freaks. And that, you know, they're taking back control and you know, it's just, relax a little bit.
Exercise can be like another form of an eating disorder.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, totally. Man.
Some women are in bad, I was there, bad moods if I hadn't ticked that box.
I think walking is such, no matter what I do, I try to walk at least a couple of times a week. I actually try every night.
Yeah.
Before my supper,
so
I
you
try
think
to go
for women, walking is daily walking is enough?
No. I sort of think you got to train your muscles too. I reckon.
It depends what you want. You want a bit of tone? Do a little work-ins or a Suzanne, our cousin. Mm-hmm. What's it? Suzanne Barrampt. But I love our work-ins just because it's us.
I know, but they're pretty great. Serene, we have had amazing things happening. You're not on the groups. People that used to pee whenever they laugh don't pee anymore.
Yeah. What?
People that was designed for years, we researched for that thing.
Prolapses are coming, you know, are being helped. Diastases recti are closing in. Totally fit.
If you want to train, if you want to tone, you need work-ins. But if you just want to have a joyful, wonderful life and not be sedentary, go for a walk. I think both.
Both.
And if you read the book that comes in the work-ins, we're like, don't do work-ins if you're not a walker.
Yeah.
Like, don't go. That's like level one. You got to do the basement first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess it's time to say bye. I'm sad. I'm sort of sad to say bye to my.
I feel like we've had a really good time at the coffee shop with everybody.
Rosa.
The Hallmark coffee
shop.
Love
you guys. Does it feel sad to say bye to them?
I don't think it's right. We need another rabbit trail.
See you guys.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.